Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
I think it's very hard to define what a supper club is.
It's more of a friendly atmosphere.
It's like you're having your friends for dinner
every night.
Like
you're having your friends, absolutely.
The owners of the Chippewa Inn near Hayward are featured in the documentary Old Fashioned, the story of the Wisconsin Supper Club, a film that was shown to sold-out crowds this week during the Wisconsin Film Festival in Madison. It has one more showing tomorrow night with only rush tickets available. The film is popular and the Supper Club is popular in Wisconsin, and we will talk about why this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's just about 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 15th. Our guest filmmaker set out to tell this story of this unique piece of Wisconsin culture and interviewed supper club owners and patrons all over the state. And we want to hear from you this hour. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin supper club or memories of a supper club? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Holly D. Ryder, the director, editor, and producer of Old Fashioned, the story of Wisconsin supper clubs. The film is playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow night at 5:30 at the Sundance Theater in Madison. And she joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. So why did you decide to make this film?
Well, I went to college in Chicago, and when I left, I thought, I'm still in the Midwest. Not much is going to change, you know, just a bigger city. And when I showed up, it just blew me away how different it was. Chicago has a lot of restaurants, but there's no supper clubs, no fish fry, no old fashions.
No, so what makes a supper club different than a restaurant?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question, and it's something that a lot of people struggle defining. Wisconsinites just seem to have a natural, like a, you know, second nature to them. They can just tell what a supper club is, but I would define it as a place that's usually only open for supper. It has a separate bar and dining area. People go there for a whole night experience, you know, before and after dinner drinks, and independently owned and operated. The owners are present, and just a good sense of community, yeah. not a fast-paced restaurant.
And it is funny because I remember my nieces and nephews who grew up mostly in Kansas, but their mother, my sister, grew up in Wisconsin, and when they would take a visit back to Wisconsin, it was, what's a supper club? Because it would, you know, the name was on restaurants, a supper club. What, do you have to join some sort of special club to eat there, or what is a supper club? Why did this become so uniquely Wisconsin?
Well, it was a dining trend that was really big in the mid-century all across the country. But like most trends, things fade and, you know, go away. But it really took hold here in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin experience, the culture here, the geography, it all played into this thriving here and staying here, and it's just become a part of the environment.
What about our geography or our culture helped the supper club thrive?
We have such a diverse group of people who have moved here, and all these different people with different customs and different backgrounds kind of melded and created the Wisconsin culture that you see today, like, you know, beer, brats, and cheese is just kind of a mesh of all these different cultures. And the landscape also played into that, too. You know, we're not too far from New Glarus, and that drew a lot of Swiss immigrants here. So we have a wide range of, you know, geography throughout the state that kind of drew different people here for different reasons.
And the supper club, too, from my experience, is there, there's, I guess it's different in different supper clubs, but it's not just sit down and order something off the menu. Sometimes there's this relish tray, or there's a salad bar, or there's pickled herring. Why ever that happened, I don't know. But there's things that are unique to the supper club that aren't necessarily at every restaurant.
Yes, most definitely. And that's just part of the tradition of, it's just been that way, and they don't usually change that much. So those things stay.
So how many supper clubs are there in Wisconsin?
It's a really good question. And one of the people I interviewed for the film, Brenda Burdell, she tried to Google that and find that out. I'm sorry, I said her name wrong.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out later.
Okay. She tried to find that out, and it's hard to track because some of them have supper club in the name, some just have club in the name, some of them don't even have supper club or club in the name, so it's really something that's really hard to track and really put a number to, but there's a lot of them out there.
How many did you go to?
We actually started to count that right before the film festival, and I believe there was over 50. There were some that we just visited to check out for possible shoots. You know, we're scouting locations. Mm-hmm. And then places we actually ended up shooting. So it was around 50, maybe even more.
And are they all over Wisconsin, or are they more popular in a certain region than others?
They're definitely all over the state, but you do have pockets where there's a higher concentration. Northern Wisconsin, because of its tradition of tourism, they're definitely a lot more prevalent up there. Then you'll have little pockets, and you're like, why are there so many supper clubs here? It's like Beloit. As soon as you cross into Wisconsin, there is just a ton of supper clubs there.
Beloit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll have to check one of those out. I haven't been to Beloit. I have been to a number of different supper clubs here and there, and I've kind of made it a little bit of a game to, you know, to when I'm visiting a new community, I'll see if they might have a supper club just to check it out. The last one I went to was just here in Middleton, near Madison, Fitzgerald's, it was called, and someone just recommended it was a place to go. And I had poor man's lobster, which is not something you see on a menu everywhere, which is just really cod, baked or boiled cod, and with drawn butter. You have to have the drawn butter. And then I did have an old-fashioned. I mean, I talk about the old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. The old-fashioned, Jim Dreger in the documentary talks about how it's the drink of the state. It's just something that's just been here forever. We talk about brandy old fashions are what are really big in the state, and we talk about how the German influence here like led us to drink more brandy and mix our old fashions with brandy. And it's a cocktail that was kind of born out of the Prohibition era and just took hold here along with the supper club.
And that's what you're supposed to order when you go to the supper club, right?
Oh yes, of course.
Yeah, and it is. We talked about the old fashioned on this show not that long ago, and that it is brandy old fashioned sweet seems to be the what most mm-hmm. Wisconsinites order. And if you go to another state, they're not gonna know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, definitely. Even in Chicago, it's hard to find brandy, and that Chicago is really close to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is. So what about, did you have a supper club in your travels doing the film that really stood out to you?
There's so many for different reasons, just because they vary so much. You have ones that have really extravagant themes, are set in beautiful environments. A lot of supper clubs are on lakes or, tucked away in the woods. And some of them are just really charming little mom-pop in really small communities that have a really great dining environment, too.
Well, you know, I played a clip that was from the trailer at the very top of the show, and it featured the co-owners of the Chippewa Inn near Hayward. What do you remember about that place?
That place was great. It was, you're just going down a highway and near Hayward, and it's really wooded, and suddenly you just see this supper club, and they had a lot of great fun Northwoods decor, but then they also had a lot of dollhouses in the back, and it was from a previous owner. I believe the mother had created all these dollhouses, and it just, things like that, where it's just like, well, there's a bunch of dollhouses here.
So you could go and have your old-fashioned and fish or whatever mm-hmm. and check out the dollhouses?
Yeah, great. And it was great for kids, too. You know, they like to see all the details. detail.
Well, what I enjoyed, too, about their clip is that they were trying to define supper club, and they said it is, it's like a place where people come to eat, but it's like you're, you know, coming to someone's house, or you're having dinner with friends. There is that community atmosphere.
Yeah, we heard that from so many owners and patrons. They talked about, one patron described it as, this is her kitchen table, but they just don't have to clean up afterwards. A lot of people described it as, you know, it's important for the owner to be there because the people coming there are expecting them to be there. And one said, it's like if someone came to your house and you weren't home. No one wants to come to your house when you're not home.
Yeah, we are talking about supper clubs. We are talking with the maker of the new documentary, Old Fashioned, the story of the Wisconsin Supper Club, which is playing this week at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Actually, just one more showing tomorrow night, 5:30 at the Sundance Theater in Madison. Tickets are sold out, but rush tickets may be available. We welcome your favorite Wisconsin Supper Club. We welcome any memories you might have about Wisconsin Supper Clubs. Why are supper clubs unique to Wisconsin, in your opinion? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This music sets the scene for the documentary Old Fashioned, the story of the Wisconsin Supper Club. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with the maker of this film, director, editor, and producer of Old Fashioned, Holly D. Ryder. And we are welcoming your questions, your thoughts, your favorites when it comes to Wisconsin supper clubs. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Holly D. Ryder is our guest. Her film is playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow night at the Sundance Theater in Madison. Again, sold out, but rush tickets are probably available. So, Holly, that music by Glenn Kreitzer, that does set the scene. It sort of puts us in the mood for the old-fashioned supper club.
Definitely. I did a lot of research trying to find music that really gave that supper club feel, and I discovered him, and Glenn writes and performs with his band this music, and it's amazing stuff, really high quality, and you can find out more about where to buy his music on our website.
Yeah, we do have a link to your website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page as well. And you wanted to give credit where credit was due, one of the supper club experts that you interviewed for the film.
Yep, earlier we were talking about Brenda Bradal, who's in the film and gives a lot of great information about Wisconsin supper clubs. She's a journalist here in the state.
Yeah. So we have a lot of response on Facebook. We don't have any calls yet. Are you not awake? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But I mean, a lot of response on Facebook. Why do you suppose the supper club is so, I don't know, popular? Your sold out shows, they're still thriving in Wisconsin, or at least still popular in Wisconsin. Why do you think the supper club is so popular?
It's such a big part of growing up here in the state. It's a sense of you grew up, and it's your sense of community, your sense of family. Like growing up in the state, our family had a supper club we would go to for, you know, grandma and grandpa's anniversary or holidays. And you have all these memories associated with supper clubs, and they just become this nostalgic thing that you just yearn for, you know, the good old days kind of.
Do you remember the name of the supper club that you went to as a kid?
Yep. It's the Colonial House out in Freedom, Wisconsin.
Is it still around?
It's still there. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should talk just a little bit about how how popular they are in Wisconsin. They are still there, but it's harder these days because of the chain restaurants and our fast food mentality.
Exactly. We're a dine and dash culture, so it's really hard for this restaurant model where it's all about, you know, slow dining experience to thrive. When we go to supper clubs, we see a lot of older people, and a lot of the supper club owners are really concerned that, you know, their customer base is disappearing. And so this film, we're trying to encourage the younger people to get out and enjoy supper club. And a lot, one of the supper club owners was talking about how it's a better value. You get a lot more for your money, and you meet people and you connect and you're supporting a small business. And a lot of those supper clubs buy local, so you're supporting the community in a lot of ways.
Good point. That reminded me of another nephew who we hauled along to a supper club, and he made note of, I'm the youngest person here, in his, I think, early 20s at the time. And, I mean, it's supper clubs, families will bring their kids, but it's not necessarily where the hip young folk go.
Yeah, it is something where I find a lot of the young people feel connected to it and find it important, but they forget to go because they see the commercial on TV with the, you know, beautiful looking food for the chain restaurant, and they go there. And, you know, we're a culture where our attention span, I feel like, it can be a little short sometimes. And if you're not reminded about a restaurant or you see ads for it, you know, it's easy to forget about. But marketing's really expensive for supper clubs and really small businesses, so we just need to be a little bit better about being aware of what's in the community and going out and supporting it.
And let me play another clip from your documentary on just this topic of, fast food mentality.
People want to come in, they want to have a good meal, but they want it like the franchise concept where they're in and out in half an hour. And when you want a good meal that's prepared, you know the ingredients, they're not out of a box, dropped in the fryer, it's going to take a little bit of time. And I think those are some of the challenges that we face.
Yeah, so because the supper club, that is a part of the experience. You don't want to necessarily just, being there and taking some time and talking and having maybe that old-fashioned before your table's ready even or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so will they be able to meet that challenge?
That's a good idea. We talked a lot with different supper club owners about that. There's some supper clubs in Northeast Wisconsin that actually joined forces to put all their marketing money together and advertise as a group, just to remind people that they're there and to go out and think of them when people are going out for the evening. And I think that's a really, you know, an innovative way, you know, to kind of help the supper club survive is to join forces. And Facebook is also a big part, I think, with supper clubs. You know, a lot of people don't, websites can be overwhelming to create, but a Facebook page is really easy to get out there.
So what are the Northeast Wisconsin supper clubs that are joining forces?
Krabby's Country Club, the Seymour Hotel.
Krabby's Country Club?
Yes, that is one of the film supper clubs that we kind of actually feature in the film. And that one is, you know, I didn't even know it existed. My parents didn't know it existed. And we grew up in Northeast Wisconsin. And one night, my parents were like, let's go to this new restaurant we heard about, Krabby's. And I'm like, is it a chain? Where are you taking me to? I never heard of it. How could we not know about this if it's really a supper club, you know? And we get there, and you're in the middle. There's just farmland around you, and then there's just supper club. And it's actually one of my favorite ones now, just because it's just a great place where the community is really strong there. The people are great, and the food's really good, too.
I have it on the list. But, you know, I noticed recently that Calumet County, which is, it's in the, east central Wisconsin, just south of Brown County and Green Bay, next to Outagamie County in the Appleton area, there are so many supper clubs there that they are claiming the title Supper Club Capital of Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. And
or of the Midwest, or of the world.
I think it was like the universe or something. But I think that's just really, I mean, that's true. If you go there, there are a good grouping of supper clubs. But I think it's really great a way to get you know, people to come to their county, because people are seeking out supper clubs now and they're looking for, you know, new ones to explore. So by declaring your county, you know, kind of like supper club land, that's a great way to get people to come to your area. So I think it's any way to promote the supper club and to get people excited about it or inform them about it, I think it's great. And that's just some great marketing there.
Now we have lots of callers, so let's take our callers, and they'll recommend favorite supper clubs, and maybe they're in the film, or maybe there's one in that region that you can also talk about. Elizabeth in Platteville is with us. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I would like to recommend what's called the Northern Exposure in Livingston. They have absolutely wonderful old fashions, but it has to be the Southern Comfort old fashioned suite.
Oh.
And they are absolutely delicious. And the fish is just wonderful too. You have fish, you know, there's three kinds of fish. There's a beer batter, dry batter, or of course you can have the poor man's, the broiled, and then your choice of potato, and there's a very good salad bar. And you can have all you want. You can have more fish if you want, and it's just very, very good. And the old fashions are just special.
Wonderful, Elizabeth. And please excuse me, where is Livingston?
Livingston is between Platteville and Monfort. Monfort is on Highway 18, goes toward Finnemore, east and west, and Highway 80 goes from Platteville to Livingston and then on to Monfort. It's almost a straight shot on the highway.
Sounds wonderful. Thank
and
you.
It's just maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 miles, something like that, from Platteville north.
We'll find it, Elizabeth, and it sounds like it's wonderful. Southern Comfort, though, in that brandy old fashioned.
I actually experienced that, and it is actually really good. If you like, you know, if you're okay with a little bit of a sweeter drink, it's, I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, that's near Platteville. Were there any that you visited in that, you know, southwest corner of the state?
Let's think. When I think of Southwest, we stuck really hard to, like, Beloit. That's more
yeah,
like central.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Beloit. You said that there's a whole bunch of them there.
Yeah, there was there's a lot of them there. There's the Butterfly Club. There's Club, I think it's 512. The Liberty Bell is closed, and the Gun Club burned down.
Oh.
Yeah, so they do, it's like you find them, and then they disappear sometimes because, oh, you know, they might shut down for a while and get new owners. And fires are also kind of common with supper clubs just because, you know, kitchens, older kitchens with a lot of grease.
Yeah.
You know, not a good combination.
All right, let's go next to Mike in Baraboo. Hello, Mike.
Yes, good morning. Say, just listening to your guest talk about supper clubs, that used to be the favorite of my folks every time we went up north when we were kids. For 2 weeks in the summertime, we'd go up north to the Lakewood, Wisconsin area, and there was the Wabi Lodge. That's up in Lakewood, Wisconsin. It's right on Lake Wabi. But, and just the name, even think of that, just kind of makes me laugh. But it reminded me of, like, the Cheers environment. We would be going only there 2 weeks out of every year. And when we went back in, and my dad insisted on going there because he had to find out how the fishing was. That was the first place we stopped to eat. And they all knew about how the fishing was in the lakes in the area. They all knew the best places to get groceries, who was selling what. And that and they would always, the owners saw either the husband or wife or the kids. Somebody always had to be there. That made it, gave it the whole atmosphere. And they always seemed to remember who we were, even though we were only there 2 weeks out of the year. And it just, it was an environment, like I said, just you walk into Cheers, like everybody knew who you were right away. And all that was the place that all the locals always went to eat.
Yeah, and that sounds about right,
yeah,
Holly.
Yep, perfect. And I believe the Wabi Lodge is still open up in Lakewood.
Yeah, and you mentioned there are a number of maybe even more popular in the Northwoods because of the tourist traffic up there.
Yep, just so many people, you know, going up there, and it's a great business to have up there, but it's also a challenge because you have to make your living for the whole year in like those 3 months. Most of your income has to come from those 3 months, so it's really important that people go out and patronize the supper club, especially in the summer months.
Well, here's another one in the Northwoods. Gary in Brookfield is with us. Hi, Gary.
Nice talking to you again, Joy. I have two of them. My most favorite one is Marty's Place North, just north of Woodruff on 51, just before the turnoff for Boulder Junction. They got a fabulous bar there. Food's good. The other thing I was going to say about a supper club's got to have, it's got to have specials every night. And the other one that's a classic, and it's like the one I go to and it reminds me of my dad, is the White Stag over by Rhinelander.
Yeah. Yeah. And why does it remind you of your dad? Because you would go there with him?
It was his favorite, most favorite place. You know, yeah. He would just get a big smile on his face every time we got over in that neck of the woods. And we would be, we'd go to eat at the White Stag.
Well, great memories. And thank you for calling, Gary. You were nodding your head, Holly. You're familiar with these.
Yep, I mean, yep. Marty's Place, we actually shot there, but they didn't make the film. But it's a great log cabin exterior, and the inside's just some really interesting decor that they kind of repurposed some, I believe some of it was like medical equipment. So it's a really fun place to go. Nice bar, nice dining area. And then the White Stag Inn is, they have the open pits where they grill in the restaurant over charcoal. And the food's amazing. The waitresses have carts that they bring over to your table, and you get a baked potato and a wedge salad. The fare is just, you know, really classic supper club. And that place is really bumping during the summer.
Really bumping. And I love that with a wedge salad. I almost forgot about that. That's just a quarter of an iceberg lettuce head, right?
Yeah, exactly. With, like, I think bacon and French dressing and blue cheese. And yeah, it's a good time.
Very good. Well, Carol on Facebook asks, is there a good supper club near Janesville, Wisconsin? Is this too far south? Well, no, Beloit's just south of there.
Oh, yeah, so, no, definitely.
Is there any others beside in Janesville?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything that's really like in Janesville. Nothing's come to mind right now, but near Janesville is Edgerton, and that's actually where I got married. And my husband and I, we had our reception at a supper club.
Because, where was it?
And it was at the Lake House Inn, which is in the country. It's, you know, kind of a great supper club to go on a Sunday drive, where you just kind of go out in the country and you end up there, and it's in a really old historic building, and then the bar is just this beautiful heavy wood and colored lights. It's a great classic supper club.
And briefly, you and your husband helped make the film, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. When we started dating, you know, we were talking about creative projects. We're both creative people. And I talked to him about, you know, there's this thing in Wisconsin, and he's from Michigan. He had no idea what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And our relationship kind of grew up with, you know, around this topic and me making the film. And he's been very supportive, and he's actually an associate producer on the project.
And I think that's romantic. Then you got married and had your reception in a supper club.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Nice. But, you know, I forgot to ask you, didn't you say that Beloit has something unique that it serves that maybe you don't find in supper clubs elsewhere? They're famous for giving you cinnamon rolls?
A lot. It's just something we noticed when we were in the area, that when we would get bread baskets, there'd always be cinnamon rolls in it. And we're like, is this like a weekend thing? Like, I don't know. It was just really, even at dinner time, there'd be a cinnamon roll in our bread basket.
Interesting.
But there's just, across the state, you know, in different regions, different supper clubs have different ways they do things or foods that they make. Slightly different, like the core supper club structure is there, but they have their own little, like, spin on it.
Yeah. Sally in Madison is with us now. Hi, Sally.
Hello. I'm from Indiana, and they were virtually unheard of. Some years ago, the history is that with Catholicism, and Massachusetts is the number one Catholic state in the country, and I think, and Rhode Island may be the second. Wisconsin is the third most Catholic state in the country, and as of about 20 years ago, was that when I was in college, when I was taking college courses, and so if the dictum was that you don't eat meat on Friday, then, and the wives don't like, especially the cook every Friday, a bunch of fish, they went out. They went out to eat, and that's why fish boils and all the supper clubs with all their fish specials. And I think Wisconsin, I may be wrong here, but I think the reason Wisconsin was so Catholic was from Father Marquette.
You know, Sally, I'm going to jump in because we have a newscast in just a minute. Certainly the Catholic don't eat meat on Fridays is at the root of the Friday fish fry. But is that's true, right, Holly?
Yeah.
But the Friday mm-hmm. fish fry could just be at a bar too, and not a supper club.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the fish fry is everywhere, but it's definitely prevalent at supper clubs. We have Therese Allen, who wrote The Flavor of Wisconsin, a book about Wisconsin cuisine, in the film talking about our religion did play into the fish fry being big here, but there's other factors too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a perfect storm situation. So we talk about that in the film.
And the film is being shown at the Wisconsin Film Festival. It's at the Sundance Theater in Madison tomorrow night at 5:30. Again, sold out, but rush tickets available. The film is Old Fashioned, the story of the Wisconsin Supper Club, and we are talking with its maker, Holly D. Ryder. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you'd like to talk about your favorite supper club or if you have a question about supper clubs. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about supper clubs this hour, a unique part of Wisconsin culture. Our guest is a filmmaker who put together a new documentary, Old Fashioned, the story of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supper Club. And we are welcoming your questions for her, and we're welcoming your favorite supper clubs. Do you have a favorite supper club? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Holly D. Ryder. She is the director, editor, and producer of Old Fashioned, the story of the Wisconsin Supper Club. And Holly, I mentioned several times that it is playing one final time during the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow night at Sundance Theater in Madison, and it is sold out, but there's the possibility of rush tickets being available tomorrow night. How else can people see this film?
You can go to our website, oldfashionedthemovie.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter to get updates on where we'll be screening next. We're going to be taking it on the film festival circuit, and you can sign up there to find out when DVDs will be for sale.
All right. And we have a lot of other callers. Let's go to Kirsten in Oshkosh next. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My all-time favorite supper club was the Cotton Picker in the Burlington-Waterford area. It closed about a year or two ago, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to that. And then also say that I'm in my early 30s, and I have some friends in their 60s, and I consider them my mentors when it comes to supper clubbing. And I just hope that other people can kind of take that on in their 50s or 60s, you know, and beyond that have grown up in that era and can bring our new generations into it. But anyway, I have been to the Red Ox in Appleton, and I love that. I don't know if it meets the criteria. But one unique thing about them is that they provide oysters on the half shell and oysters Rockefeller, and you can pre-order them the night before on Tuesdays and Thursdays and just through the summer months, which is kind of neat.
Yeah,
and then I was also at George's Gaslight, I think, in Menasha area, and that's also very good, but I don't know if that's a supper club.
Thanks very much, Kirsten. Well, first, we started with, you know, the definition of a supper club, and again, it's broad, right?
Yeah, it is broad. There's a lot of, you know, there's exceptions. You know, a lot of times people are like, they can only be open for supper. But then a lot of supper clubs were tied to resorts, so their kitchen needs to be open, you know, for the resort people for lunch and maybe breakfast. So there's always, it's not strict rules. There's leeway there.
Yeah, but essentially it was open for supper, mm-hmm. and it specials every night.
Yep. Family owned and operated, homemade food, mm-hmm. bar, dining area,
yeah.
community feel.
And you have to serve old fashions.
Yes, no. That has to, no exceptions.
No, but I've been to the Red Ox, and I would say that certainly meets the definition. And George's, too. I think I have been to George's, so thanks for sharing those. What about her idea that maybe there is a new generation of supper clubbers out there?
Well, I loved her idea of the older generation kind of showing the younger generation the ropes, because supper clubs are a place that a lot of them you have to know where they are to go to them. So I think that's great with passing down the knowledge. And since I've been, I started making this film 6 years ago, and there's been a lot of interest since then, and there's a lot of Facebook groups, but people tell me that they have a supper club and that are, you know, younger, and they talk about how they go, you know, they find, hear about new supper clubs, and they'll go there together to, you know, explore and support them. So there's definitely the younger generation is interested in getting out there, but I think there just needs to be more of that.
You know, I don't know why I was reminded of it's a bar and restaurant in Madison. It's not what you would consider the old-fashioned supper club, but it's called the old-fashioned. Are you familiar
yeah.
with it? I mean, is that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that to me, some say that's the new generation of supper clubbers.
I can see why some people would think that. I would say somebody described it once as a Wisconsin-themed bar, the old-fashioned, just because it's so Wisconsin. Everything about it's very Wisconsin-y, but I feel like it's more, there's not that community feel there. It's a little bit more fast paced. There's not, the bar culture isn't as much of going, you know, to the old fashioned, but I love that restaurant and definitely check it out whenever I'm in town.
And Caleb Lato, the producer of this show, says that, in, you know, some younger people like to go to the Tornado Room in Madison, and there is also a place called the Corral Room, mm-hmm. and maybe that's, appealing to the younger generation.
That place is great. It's right off the square. They have late hours. A lot of supper clubs close, you know, at 9, maybe 10 if you're lucky. So the Tornado Room, I believe, stays open until bar close. They have a special bar menu that's got, you know, you can get your iceberg wedge salad there on their late night menu. I personally like to go there a lot. They have great cocktails, and the atmosphere is really great. The owner did a great job of giving it that old supper club feel. It was an old supper club, but he redecorated it in a way to make it look very modern and still have that retro vibe.
Yeah, and Christy Taylor, who's directing right now, is recommending Smokies. Smokies is a... I always think of it as a steakhouse, but it's a supper club, isn't
yep,
it? Yeah,
Smokies Club. Mm-hmm. Actually, Tornado and Smokies are both in the film, and Smokies, yeah, it's a great old supper club here right in, you know, Madison, and they have Martini Bob is there. He makes great martinis, and just a really great culture there as far as a family tradition with the supper club.
Yep, and you do get your your relish tray when you go there, I think, or
I
something
think so.
Like it. Yeah,
I'm trying to. Some supper clubs do the relish tray. Some don't. Sometimes you have to order them. Sometimes they're just given to you. Toby's, just outside of, I think it's on the edge of Madison, they're kind of more of a rural supper club, and they have their, I like theirs because it's like served in a cup almost, like it's a vertical version of the relish tray. So everybody has, you know, there's those core things, but every owner puts their spin on it.
Well, you know, too, I've been to Toby's, and that it was packed, mm-hmm. We waited quite a while for the table, but that's a part of the experience, or it can be a part of the experience, because you're talking to people you may not have even come to, gone out with, that you meet new friends as you're waiting for your table and having your old fashioned.
Yeah, we talk about that in the film, how people don't mind waiting, mm-hmm. because it's okay, because you're talking with your neighbor, you're meeting someone new, you're just connecting. So, yeah, the supper mm-hmm. club is one place where I don't mind having that little extra wait time.
Let's go to Mary in Pewaukee. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks. Great subject. And who doesn't like to eat and drink? What about Eddie Martini's? I guess it's really a steakhouse, but that's in Wauwatosa, and you haven't mentioned much around the Milwaukee area. So I thought I'd bring that up. And I also had been wondering about, you know, where to see this wonderful documentary. And you did answer that question while I was on hold. So thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Mary. Well, Eddie Martini's in Wauwatosa, or maybe another one from the Milwaukee area, Holly?
Yeah. The 5 o'clock club. We didn't shoot there, but that place is great. It has this great dark bar, and I think they have like black lights on, and it's just got this really great vibe and just a really cool old feeling supper club in the middle of the city.
Okay. Let's go next to... let's see, Jim in Denmark. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I got Beverly Gardens. It's actually out in the country, about 15 minutes away from Green Bay, the supper club that has an excellent fish fry, and then Sunday's a brunch. And they do a lot of banquets, you know, for meetings and stuff like that. They got homemade torts and big pieces, you know, they're like 3-inch by 3-inch, all homemade. And then you talk about family, the workers is a big part of a lot of the reason why people come, especially if they lose their spouse or something. Our kids used to work there, and they really got attached to a lot of people.
Wonderful. I remember Beverly Gardens in the Green Bay area.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. See, and that's just another example of I grew up in the Green Bay area. You think you know of everything in there, and I've never heard of it, so I'm definitely going to check it out.
And I'm going to try to get in as many as we can before we run out of time. Terry in Delavan. Hi, Terry.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you wanted some supper clubs near Janesville? There's Ding-a-Ling, which is just west of Janesville, just off Highway 11, and Benedetti's, which is about halfway between Janesville and Beloit. I'd mentioned to your person that answered the phone, I worked in a supper club for about 15 years called Sterlingworth, which was over by Elkhorn, and they're no longer there. It's been closed for quite a while, now it's condominiums, but we had a good thing. We used to do 900 to 1,000 people on a Friday night for
wow.
pitch.
Wow. Terry, thank you so much. And how can you not remember Ding-a-Ling as the name?
I know. You know what? Believe it or not, there are two supper clubs in the state of Wisconsin called Ding-a-Ling.
Is that right?
And the one near Janesville is a great, you know, small town supper club. And then there's one up in Mercer.
Jeff in Madeline Island is with us. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Joy. You're not up here yet. The lake is calm. The ice is gone. It's beautiful.
I'm going to be there sometime soon, Jeff. So what is there a supper club up there?
Yeah, there's a supper club called Platters in Ashland, the Platter, and it's been there a while. It's a historic building, and supper clubs are kind of off the beaten path. You know, I'm from Madison originally, and going back in time, I hate to think of myself as a supper club mentor, but oh my goodness. You know, there was a place called the Colonial Inn on Monona Drive, and Leskie's at the end of Monona Drive, and the supper club of all supper clubs, Knob Hill, is that still there? Up on the hill?
I honestly, no, not ringing a bell right now.
Okay.
Well, I know that I've been to, in that area, I think it's called the Dreamland Supper Club mm-hmm. in your neck of the woods, Jeff. Mm-hmm. It's in South Range, I think.
There are all kinds of supper clubs just south of Ashland around all the lakes, all the way to Minocqua.
I can't wait to get up there. But he's thinking that most of his favorite supper clubs from the Madison area are all gone. So maybe we should talk about the future of the supper club in our last 30 seconds, Holly.
I think the future of the supper club looks bright. There's a new interest. You know, people are excited about them again. They're going out and getting that younger generation out there and supporting small businesses and in local communities, I think, is key to making them thrive.
Are you going to be going to one tonight?
I am, and it's one, the Avenue Bar. Actually, it's a little, you know, they're kind of skirting the line of a supper club.
They're open for lunch, but that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. They're, but I love their food. Yeah. I love their atmosphere, and I'm going to take some friends there who are visiting who want.
It's fun. Thanks very much for being here. Holly D. Ryder is the director of Old Fashioned, the story of Wisconsin supper clubs. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.